Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Ayin Dalid, Menachas 74b, pagination is 148. We'll start on the fifth line, Masnisin, the new Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah, we discussed what is familiar to us as the conventional Mincha, where a Kemitza is done. That part goes on the Mizbeach and the Shiraim, the remainder goes to the Kohanim. And we discussed the unique status by the way, of the Minchas Kohen, and the position of Reb Shimon that the Minchas Chote of the Kohen should also have a Kemitza done, even though all Menachos of Kohanim are going to be entirely burnt on the Mizbeach. The Mishnah we're about to do is really the source for that rule that was taken for granted. We understood it to be true, but what's its source? That the mincha of a kohen is going entirely to the mizbeach. Says the Mishnah, minchas kohanim, the mincha of a kohen, or minchas kohen mashiach, and the special mincha that's brought by the kohen gadol, or minchas nesachim, and the mincha that's brought as part of the libations associated with a larger animal korban. La mizbeach, they go entirely to the mizbeach, ve'ein bo'en la'kohanim, and the kohanim do not get anything from these menachos, uvazeh yefakoach mizbeach mikoach ha'kohanim. The strength, the power of the mizbeach is greater than the kohanim. The mizbeach's rights take all. In contrast, the Mishnah continues, Shtei HaLechem, the two loaves of bread of Shavuos, V'Lechem HaPanim, and the breads of the Shulchan that were switched every Shabbos, Ne'echolim LaKohanim, they go entirely to the Kohanim, Ve'en Bo'en LaMizbeach, and nothing goes to the Mizbeach in that case. Uvazeh Yefekoach HaKohanim Mikoach HaMizbeach, and in that case, the rights of the Kohanim are greater than the rights of the Mizbeach. Asks the Gemara, once you're going to go into category listings, so the Gemara asks, Vesu Leka, there are no others that could fit into these categories. V'ha'ika, for example, Ola, you have a carbon Ola that proverbially everybody always talks about, that it totally goes to the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, not really. That's the expression, that's the way people think. But ika ora la kohanim, the hide, goes to the kohanim. So it's not entirely to the mizbeach. Asks the Gemara, va'ika ola sa'of, the ola of the bird ola, goes entirely on the mizbeach. Says the Gemara, that's the way we typically talk, but it's not totally true. Ika mura venotza, the crop and the feathers associated with the crop are discarded. The pasuk in Vayikra Aleph Tes Zayin says that the crop with its feathers shall be thrown el makom hadeshen, to the place of deshen, the area next to the ramp of the mizbeach, where the trumas hadeshen was placed each day. So there's a part of the olah sa'of that gets discarded and does not go on the Mizbeach, and therefore it's not a perfect example for the presentation of our Mishnah. Why indeed does the crop get discarded? So Rashi over there tells us that our tradition is because the bird eats from what's fundamentally, possibly, stolen produce. It flies into people's yards and eats. And there's a lesson here that it's eating stolen, and therefore we discard the crop that holds the food, that digests the food. In contrast, an animal, domesticated animal, which is the type that's going to be used for a korban, those types of animals are raised in herds by people, and they eat from the trough of the owner. And therefore, their innards are not stolen produce. Interestingly, although the feathers on the crop indeed are taken off, but the bulk of the feathers remain. And the pasuk immediately after the one we just discussed, that the crop gets removed, indeed says that the wings, the feathers, are going to remain. And those are going to be burnt on the Mizbeach as part of the Karban. Rashi explains that this Olas Ha'of would be brought by a poor person who couldn't afford an animal. And if you would take off the feathers, his devotional gift would seem minuscule. And therefore the Torah says, leave the feathers on, even though that's not the ideal way to burn the Karban on the Mizbeach. It produces a bad odor. But leave the animal intact, leave the bird intact, so that the feathers are there and it looks more substantial. And as the Kohen carries it to the Mizbeach, it does not look so scrawny and primitive as an offering. Asks the Gemara, Va'ika Nesachim, the libations, which also go to the Mizbeach in their entirety. People don't take a drink of wine from them. But Lishitin Azli, they actually don't go on the Mizbeach, on the fire. They get poured and they end up in a special reservoir underneath the Mizbeach. And that's how the offering was done. And therefore, the Nesachim don't really count when we talk about something that goes on the Mizbeach, on the fire, and gets burnt in its entirety. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.